Hello, welcome to Feasting on the Word for May the 18th, 2022. You know, I have to tell you that this discipline is as good for me as I hope it is for you, as this week has become incredibly busy. And so to take time to slow down a little bit and to meditate on Scripture for an intentional, 10-minute period really is affording me an opportunity alongside of you to quiet myself and to breathe and just to ponder my faith and my living of that faith through the Word of Scripture. I hope it provides you the same, that in the midst of perhaps very turbulent times, it's a calming thing, or maybe it is just part of the way that you meditate through each and every week. However it is that you use Feasting on the Word, I'm happy to maintain it and happy that it's here for a discipline for me as well. It's an ancient discipline of the church that links us in with a rhythm that goes as far back as are the teachings of Jesus themselves, to simply meditate on God's Word and to spend intentional time with it. So in that vein, what we do is read through the same passage of Scripture four times. I do so using four different translations of the same passage, just to gain a little different insight on that passage, with silence interspersed between them. 1 minute of silence following the first reading, one following the second, a longer period of 3 minutes following the third reading. That is intended as an opportunity to turn to God in prayer with having experienced the Scripture three times, pondering how it's impacting us, how it's challenging us, how it's inspiring us, and using that as our reflections to God in prayer. And then after that 3 minutes of silence, we have the fourth and final reading, which concludes the discipline. So let's get into it for this week. Our passage this week comes from Ephesians in the second chapter, the first 10 verses, verses 1 through 10, first from the New Revised Standard Version. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, doing the will of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not just the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we may walk in them. The second reading of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 from the Message. It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. We all did it, all of us doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it, all of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with a whole lot of us. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus our Messiah. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does, the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. Our third reading of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, with our longer period of silence to follow. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the age of this world, and according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Among them we all also once lived in the lusts of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up and seated us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them. Our fourth and final reading of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 from the New International Version. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.